knowing how to deal with not knowing is what makes you successful. In all of the moments where we say to ourselves, I don't know how to do this, I don't know what to do, that is the exact spot that we strip ourselves of our power. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you don't know, I am texting you Monday through Friday with daily manifesting affirmations. Guys, these are things that I am learning every single day, either from books or podcasts or just thoughts that are coming through meditation or walks or whatever it is. But these are the things that I'm either thinking about, talking about with friends. These are journal prompts. These are questions that I'm asking in my friend groups. These are all of the things that I feel are really helping me evolve, and I want to share them with you. So if you want a daily text, I swear to God, it's totally just all motivation. You can text the word daily to 310-496-8363. You can text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And just a little taste of what I've been texting out. Today's text said, you can't be who you want to be while also being who they want you to be. It's always your job to choose you. Nothing good comes out of being an inauthentic, resentful shell of yourself. You guys, join the text list. Okay, so today's quickie is going to be obnoxiously quick because if you can't tell, I have a cold that has been lingering, and the longer I talk, the more I want to cough my brains out. So I'm not going to talk for too long. And that is the thing about having a podcast, is that it is all about consistency and showing up. So I don't get to choose when I can show up. I have to show up even when I don't feel good. So with that said, here I am. And my voice is a little bit recovered, and it'll be recovered next week. But I want to share something with you that is just a quick, impactful punch, hopefully more of a kick in the rear to help you just get motivated and reignited to remember who the hell you are. And it is knowing how to deal with not knowing is what will make you successful. I'm going to say it again. Knowing how to deal with not knowing is what makes you successful. In all of the moments where we say to ourselves, I don't know how to do this, I don't know what to do, that is the exact spot that we strip ourselves of our power. And a question that I say to myself a lot when I feel this way, because don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't go through that in my head where I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to ask. I know that those are the moments where I'm actually saying, I don't want to do this. This is going to be hard. This is going to be really tough. There's going to be a lot involved that I don't want to do. I'm going to look stupid. I feel dumb. I'm brand new. That's really what we're crying out and saying, right? But we cover it up with an excuse of, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. How should I know? I don't have this network. I don't have these skills. Where instead we should ask, if I did know what to do, what would I do? If I did know who to ask, who would that maybe be? If I had an idea of who could possibly know this, who would that be? And this is where it's going to lead you to the next step. And I swear that I have used Google more than anyone that I probably know. I am the queen of Google searching everything. And sometimes we have to ask Google 20 different ways to get the answer we're actually looking for. I remember when I was starting Light Pink, I literally didn't even know what a formula house was. And that's what you need to start formulating. And I was Googling, like, how do you make a drink? How do you create a beverage? How do you get a recipe for a beverage? And soon it led me to asking the right questions of, what are formula houses? What's a formula house who could help me formulate a drink? And so a lot of times you don't even know what to ask in the beginning, but just funneling through and starting to ask these different questions leave these little nuggets to the next step of what you can do. And not knowing how to deal with something is just an excuse when we could sit and say, who would know? Who can we ask? Where do we start? And it can feel really overwhelming, but knowing that you're not going to get anywhere, the problem is not going to go away, and just taking a minute for yourself and realizing, okay, this is going to be hard, but it's more challenging just because you have to be patient, right? Is it really going to be hard, or is it just going to be something that's going to take some time, that's going to take some thought? So really reframing in that moment, you do know what to do, because what to do always just means knowing what the next step will be, the next first step. And a lot of times the next first step is not the clear answer. It's the first step of getting clarity. And we have to just reframe and know that it takes about 20 to 50 steps to actually get to the next place that you want to go. So giving yourself some grace around that and knowing that if you can start feeling confident in your ability to ask questions and get resourceful and freaking Google when you do not know the answer, when you can start trusting yourself to figure it out, this is when success starts to compound. When you can trust yourself to figure it out, this is when you can start saying yes to things before you're ready, because you know that you can figure it out. You know that you can ask questions. You know that you're willing to go to a network that scares you or go to places that scare you to ask in order to get the answer. You're willing to go to the ends of the earth to figure it out. This is when success starts to compound, is when you can trust yourself to figure it out. So I'm sending you guys so much love. Again, I hope you join that daily text list. You can text the word daily to me at 310-496-8363. And thank you guys so much for listening. You know that I love to see who's sharing it. I always share your shares. Share the shares, share the love. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.